basically, I've heard different stories about the barricade. I know it's there. I know it was put there to keep traffic from going through. I wasn't completely familiar with any hidden motives, ulterior motives for it, but there it was. And over the years, there were a number of opportunities, I would say, for the barrier to come down. And at one time or another, either Brentwood wasn't too keen on it, or in some cases, North Brentwood wasn't too keen on it. If you've obviously been to the location, you know that it's kind of a secluded area, relatively speaking. It's between two roads and there's nothing, there's no houses on, well, they're there, but they're not in close proximity as the other homes are. It was tree covered, so it was dark at night. There were no lighting, very little lighting back there. So among the rationales given for keeping it there was they didn't want traffic going back and forth from North Brentwood to Brentwood, automobile traffic. They didn't want to make it a thoroughfare from 38th Street to Rhode Island Avenue and vice versa. That was one rationale. Another rationale was they didn't want to make a park there because they didn't want to make it too attractive to hangers out, like teenagers and so forth, for partying, for drug purposes and other purposes in that secluded area there.